Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Wednesday, the day we see how the passage we read in the Bible yesterday informs our thinking. And we'll read a little bit more of yesterday's story as well today. We're looking at the book of Esther, a longish story that we summarized quickly yesterday and included a key passage. Young Jewish woman becomes a Babylonian queen with an impulsive, dangerous king. She discovers that there's a plan afoot to murder her entire people, the Jews, including her, if anybody found out she was a Jew, but she'd kept it hidden up to now. And Mordecai, her basically adoptive father, urges her to step in and intervene to try to stop what's happening and tell the king that he's being tricked into doing this, that the Jews are not really dangerous, they're not really rebellious, they're not really setting a dangerous precedent when the king tolerates their refusal to worship Babylonian gods. So he asks her to stick her neck out and do that, even though it's going to be dangerous for her to approach the king without having been summoned, to reveal she's a Jew, and so on. But he says to her this famous line, "Maybe you were put on earth for just such a time as this. Maybe you were put in this kingdom for just such a time as this." Now, throughout this series, we've been looking for the way these Old Testament stories connect with Jesus, how they were pointing the way forward so people would see how God was going to someday send his son to transform the world. Now, this one might not seem obvious because Esther is actually unique in the Bible. It's the one book in the Bible that never actually mentions the name God. Never says God, Lord, Yahweh, any of those things. So it might seem like, no, this has nothing to do with Jesus or even God, but he's still there. Just look at the way, in that line, Mordecai says to Esther, "Maybe you were put on earth for just such a time as this." Who would have put her on earth for that reason? Who would have had such a master plan? God. He's recognizing they each live within God's master plan for the universe, for their lives. And a big part of that plan is being hinted at as well in the way this story is told. The big hint here is in how Jesus was both God and human. And being both God and human, he was able to sit at the right hand of God the Father and intervene on behalf of the human race. When our sin, our rebellion against God, meant we were condemned to death, Jesus stepped in for us and said, "I will risk everything to save these people." Does that sound familiar? Esther's story, being both a Jew and a Babylonian queen, has a similar ring to it. Her story was meant to hint at what Jesus would do hundreds of years later.
So the king and Haman went in to feast with Queen Esther. And on the second day, as they were drinking wine after the feast, the king again said to Esther, "What is your wish, Queen Esther? It shall be granted you. And what is your request? Even to the half of my kingdom, it shall be fulfilled." Then Queen Esther answered, "If I have found favor in your sight, O king, and if it please the king, let my life be granted me for my wish, and my people for my request. For we have been sold, I and my people, to be destroyed, to be killed, and to be annihilated. If we had been sold merely as slaves, men and women, I would have been silent, for our affliction is not to be compared with the loss to the king." Then King Ahasuerus said to Queen Esther, "Who is he, and where is he who has dared to do this?" And Esther said, "A foe and enemy, this wicked Haman." Then Haman was terrified before the king and the queen.
So that king found a way to save the people of Israel. He found a way to do it because his beloved queen approached him. The same way, God found a way, without compromising his integrity, without compromising his master plan, he found a way to save the entire human race because his beloved son intervened and risked everything to save us. To appease God's wrath and anger over the sin and rebellion we'd introduced into our lives when we had every opportunity to know God personally and be loved by Him. When we threw that away, as angry as that could have made God, Jesus stepped in and appeased God's wrath, got Him to cancel the order that would have led to our deaths because His beloved Son intervened. And in Esther's story, Haman, the mastermind behind the genocide attempt, found himself embarrassed, discredited, and eventually hanged for his involvement in this plot, for trying to trick the king into killing an entire people who had done nothing wrong. There is a parallel there with God's story, that when Jesus died on the cross, evil was also embarrassed, discredited, and its power taken away, all because of what Jesus had done. We'll look at that a bit more tomorrow, but in the meantime, here's a question for you. Esther foiled Haman's plan to destroy the Jews. How do you think Satan planned to destroy the human race? And how did Jesus foil that plan? And what does that mean for people like us? Well, have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now.